You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from UBC Point Grey campus, which is located on the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam people.
Hello, folks.
Hello.
And welcome back to the fourth episode of Le Rituel.
Crazy. Good times. We've had so many good times in this room.
I agree. And who knew it would last and continue like that and thrive?
It's beautiful.
I'm proud of us, Lils.
Me too.
With reason. How was your past week?
It was good. It's a bit stressful because, you know, it's pretty much the end of term, which is crazy. It snuck up on me. And now I'm just, like, really focusing on those projects, getting those essays done. You are an essay, like, on the grind right
now. On the grind. You know me. I was just ranting to Lily how the ideas are just not coming up for this dreadful essay. And
literally. It's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in a block, too, honestly.
You know, it happens.
Yeah. How's anything embarrassing happened to you recently?
Embarrassing?
Yeah.
I had a bad fall while skiing under the chairlift, so that was just a funny thing.
Ooh, under the chairlift?
Under the chairlift. But I mean,
yeah, that's rough.
I think it's not embarrassing if you don't think it is.
Yeah.
So I just assumed my fall.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, if an embarrassing topic is something that is on your mind, that's really crazy because that's actually this week's topic.
Exactly.
And theme, which is songs that we have guilty pleasures about, that we're embarrassed that we listen to, things like that. We thought that this episode could be a funny
way to unveil
our musical universes
indeed.
Exactly.
So do you want to start with your song, Lils?
Sure. It's okay. So I found this one when I was watching this movie that stars Parker Posey. It's like very much not very popular, not to be like that girl where it's like, it's pretty underground.
Kinda are.
But it's this movie called Party Girl, which in fact is what the song is called. And every time I listen to it, I'm just drawn to it. It's so good. But I'm also like, people would probably be like, this is a bit of an interesting choice.
I think it's a great choice. I see it on the computer and I'm like, I love this song.
It's so good.
It's so good. And it also refers to what we will be doing after this dreadful and stressful moment.
Yes.
Of the end of classes.
Exactly.
So, Party Girl by Ultra Nazi. Deep down inside, and it says go. Oh la la. Ooh. This was great. I love this song so much.
It's a great one.
It's a great one indeed.
I don't know why I'm embarrassed by it, but I just like am. Like if I'm on the bus and like my phone's out and that comes on, I'm always like, okay, I'm going to listen to it, but secretly.
Well, you know, I was talking to you while the song was going on about that in the past few weeks, I've experienced rejection in a plethora of ways. And what I came to realize is that rejection is truly redirection. And the only thing hurt by, like, the only thing that is hurt by getting rejected is your ego.
Yes.
And it's all in your head. Because often the rejection you feel you, like, you got, is it really rejection?
No.
It's just...
It's redirection.
It's redirection.
And it's just the world being like, that's not your person.
Exactly. And even, like, in a more holistic way, like, that's not your project. That's not the, like, path you should take.
Yeah. Or that's not the path you should take right now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I agree.
And I just wanted to get that off my chest. I
know. Conversation.
Great way to start this show.
And
I'm going to continue this.
What a turn.
Yeah. Who knew Le Rituel would take this turn?
I know. Oh my God. Wow.
So I'm going to continue on a like electronic music tangent.
Please.
It's gonna be Catriona and Van Jess with Dysfunctional. It's such a good bop, such a good song that makes me want to be a party girl too. So
good.
necessary. Just try.
Ooh, I liked that. That was groovy.
Montreal represent. K-Tronada always comes through.
Love K-Tronada.
Who doesn't?
I'm shocked I haven't heard that before.
Really? Well, it's not like on one of his albums. It's a collaboration with Van Jess, who I do not know at all who that is.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
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 Wow. Well, I mean, this next song is one from my playlist, and since the theme is guilty pleasures, I took it very literally.
Mm-hmm.
And
as you should.
As I should. And this song is one that I am proud to say that I literally, this is really hard to put on the radio,
yeah.
But I felt
what genre is it?
It's like new country.
Ooh.
But not really.
Okay.
I mainly am doing this for one of my roommates / best friends, Brielle. Brie, if you're listening,
shout
this is for
out.
You. Because I promised her that I would play this because I taught all my roommates a line dance to the song. And it's just been playing on repeat in the house. And I thought that maybe you guys should all line dance to this song because as embarrassing as it is, it's kind of a bop. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Well, never listened to it, but...
Well, now you're about to. You're about to get your life changed.
Really? I have my cowboy boots right now.
Yeah, you do. I can teach it to you right now.
Okay, so we're going to put this on, and I'll get a line dance coaching
tutorial. Yeah.
Okay. Fake ID by Big and Rich.
don't even mention the artist. Just play the song.
Okay, great.
Hey, I've been driving all over the town on my cell phone, wearing it out, and I finally tracked you down. Hey, everybody says you're the man, the final piece to my master plan. You got my world in the palm of your hand. Well, I know. You got it, come on and just sell it. Got the cash up in my pocket, you know I gotta get it. Hey, mister, won't you sell me a fake ID? There's a band in the bar that I'm dying to see. I got my money and you got what I need. Hey, mister, won't you sell me a fake ID? It's only 20 minutes till the show. Hey, mister, turn it over, let's go. No, I ain't gonna need a receipt. Just make sure that it looks like me, so the bouncer don't call the police. And don't tell my daddy stole the keys to his caddy. Don't dilly-dally.
This is great.
That is a song.
I am...
we're like sweating.
I'm panting.
Yeah, we were line dancing.
We were line dancing. And yeah. It, like, trust me, guys, it was a hard one.
It's, I mean, okay, well, technically it is from Footloose. Yes. That's where I learned it.
Ooh, okay.
But it's also just like a regular line mm-hmm. dance, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, that one I is a fun it. One. Like, once you learn it, mm-hmm. which I will teach you. It properly. It is so much fun to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I got red cowboy boots.
They're so beautiful, by the way.
I love my red cowboy boots.
I want to emphasize how, like, beautiful they are.
They're beautiful. Yeah. Like, truly. I mean, the boots you're wearing now are beautiful, too. Because they're, like,
direct from Mexico.
Used from a thrift store, so they're, like, legit, too.
Yeah, I looked and they're handmade in Texas, my boots.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah.
I love
Rep
that.
In the South.
Rep in the South.
So talking about repping the South, well, I don't know which state he comes from, but it's Bruce Springsteen, Downbound Train, the next song. Yeah. And I'm going to just situate this song in my musical universe. So I was working in a restaurant as a server last summer, and at one point they put me as a dishwasher because the dishwasher didn't come in. And wow. It was a hard one. Like, yeah. I'm not meant to be back of house, and especially not
same
like a dishwasher. I was burning myself. I have so much respect for like people that do dishwashing in restaurants now. Shout out to them because it's such a hard job.
Yeah.
And
stressful too.
Stressful. Like, so much and stuff. You like, it's, ugh. So anyways, I was really sick that day and I had to do some dishwashing.
You were sick on top of that?
Yeah, it wasn't great. And I didn't like my job also. They were a horrible, and I'm calling them out on radio. They were horrible employers.
On live radio.
So it was just not a nice environment and I was not feeling good. And I was working like six days a week.
Oh my
anyways,
God. In the summer too, damn.
Yeah, so every time I would get off work or... like, I would listen to that song, mm-hmm. and it just sealed itself and inserted itself in my, like, everyday life. Mm-hmm. Every time I have, like, a hard moment or there's something difficult in my life, I listen to the song, and it's a beautiful, beautiful song. And Bruce Springsteen is just an absolute legend.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He's, what do the people call him? They call him a nickname.
I'm
going to
look
it up and we'll say it after the song is done.
I have no idea. No
The
idea.
Boss.
The boss. Well, he is.
He's the boss.
He's the boss. And he's...
Yeah, I think it's the boss.
Yeah.
I'll fact check
We'll fact check ourselves here, okay? But Downbound Train, folks. The Boss.
The Boss. Yeah, mm-hmm. We've had multiple sources coming in now saying that it is indeed The Boss, exactly. Including a Google search.
Exactly. So
I love his song, the I'm on Fire. Hey, little girl, it's your daddy home. That song.
He is such a great artist.
Such a great artist. Yeah. And since that is... Since that song was on the topic of, like,
transportation,
motor vehicles,
wheels,
plane.
What's the planes, cars, trains, and planes?
Automobiles. Planes, trains, and automobiles. Yep, like that movie, uh-huh. Exactly. So I thought I'd play a modern version of our generation's planes, trains, and automobiles, which is Vroom Vroom by Charlie XCX. The queen, not the boss, but the female version of the boss.
Uh-huh.
She's brilliant. This song is a guilty pleasure, mm-hmm. again, because, you know, some people probably would make fun of you for listening to it. But, you know, I actually take full pride in this. I love this song.
Yeah, I really hate it. But
see, exactly.
It's one of the songs that I just cannot listen
to. That's really interesting because you told me to cue it.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. I'm not mad about it.
Okay, let's listen to Vroom Vroom by Charlie XCX. Let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Lavender Lamborghini, roll up in a blue bikini. Bitches on the beaches looking super cute and freaky. All my friends are princesses, we keep it whipped and creamy. Ice cubes on our tongues because we like to keep it freezy. Lambda Lamborghini, get out on the right side. Chauffeur stayed at home because my girl wanted to ride. Looking luxe and tasting plush, I'm feeling so alive. Wanna take it to the highway, come on, let's go for a drive. All my life, I've been waiting for a good time, a good time. Let me ride, let me ride. All my life, I've been waiting for a good time. So let me ride, let me ride, let me ride, let me ride. All my life, I've been waiting for a good time. So let's ride. Bitches know they can't catch me. Cute, sexy, and my ride sporty. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Beep, beep. So let's ride. Bitches know they can't catch me. Cute, sexy, and my ride sporty. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Beep, beep. So let's ride, let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Bubblegum pink Ferrari, yeah, I'm so bossy. Speeding like Alonso just to crush your party. Going loco when I'm putting up to your puppy. Don't think about consequences cause they're never gonna stop me. What? All my life I've been waiting for a good time, a good time. Let me ride, let me ride. My life I've been waiting for a good time, a good time. So let me ride, let me ride. Let me ride, let me ride. All my life I've been waiting for a good time. So let's ride. Bitches know they can't catch me. Cute, sexy, and my ride sporty. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Beep, beep. So let's ride. Bitches know they can't catch me. Cute, sexy, and my ride sporty. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Beep, beep. So let's ride. Boom, boom, boom. Hit me coming through the radio. Watch me go zoom, zoom, zoom. Try to catch me but you're too slow. Boom, boom, boom. Hit me coming through the radio. Watch me go zoom, zoom, zoom. I might have changed my mind.
I like this song. I'm telling you. I mean, yeah, as much as it's like, it definitely is for a select group of people.
Well, it's like hyper pop.
I don't know why. That's a genre that I'm like, I really like right now.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I like Charlie XCX. Her new stuff is like Hot Girl from Bodies, 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 that movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. Like she's popping off. She is.
I'll give it a listen because
it's so good.
Don't really know much about Charlie XCX. And I just don't like hyperpop. I think it's very abrasive.
Totally.
And it gives me a bit of a migraine.
Yeah, I can't listen to it for too long or else that happens.
Exactly.
It's I'm overwhelmed.
It's too much people screaming.
Yes.
You know what I mean.
Yeah, I agree. I could see that.
Yeah, but I'm going to continue with my guilty pleasure. It's not something I actively listen to, but I mean, it's an integral part of Quebec culture. It's Marimé, called It's C'est Moi. I think people that did French immersion might know this song. At least my roommates really know it. And we are going to put up a shrine of Marimé in our house.
Yeah.
And it's very, like, pop. It's maybe the equivalent of, like, Charlie XCX of Quebec. She had her golden years into the 2010-2015.
Yeah.
But now, I don't know what's happening with her, to be fair. But
she's fallen off the face of the earth.
Well, last time I heard, she got, like, she shaved her head. And she went to a restaurant that my friend worked at, and she wore a wig. And then I learned through another friend that she was clubbing at, like, a club in Montreal, and they dance together. That's the last news of Marimé I have. So who knows what's happening with her?
Maybe she's just over the fame.
Well, I don't know, but you should listen. Open your ears. It's great.
What a liar. You do listen to Hyperpop.
I do, once in a while. Mm-hmm. Only if it's Marie-Mé, the Canadian Lady Gaga.
Yeah, we were saying she's literally the Canadian
Lady
Gaga.
If you go, like, search her up, yeah. She really, like, she had a, like, bald mm-hmm. moment where she shaved her head, like, a buzz cut.
Yeah, she looks great. Yeah, she's copying you, totally. I mean, I think since we looked at the Canadian Lady Gaga, we're going to go to America, take a little trip down to the, I don't know, she's like...
Where is she from? Do we know?
She's from Tennessee, actually. And I used to be like the most gigantic fan of mm-hmm. this girl, like when I was younger. And now that I've like, you know, grown up a little bit more, it's like, you know, kind of like grew out of her music. But this song has stuck with me through and through. Mm-hmm. She put something in this album and in this song. I'm not going to say who it is because I'm just going to let it be a surprise to the audience mm-hmm. or the listeners, I guess.
The multiple listeners.
The multiple listeners that are currently on right now. This is a childhood favorite of mine. So let's play it.
We're all bored, we're all so tired of everything we wait for. Trains that just aren't coming, we show off our different scarlet letters. Trust me, mine is better. We're so young, but we're on the road to ruin. We play dumb, but we know exactly what we're doing. We cry tears of mascara in the bathroom. Honey, life is just a classroom.
So
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It was great.
Okay, that was New Romantics by Taylor Swift. Yes, I know she's being trashed in the media right now, but I had to play that. It's so good. Like, it always puts me in a good mood. I always listen mm-hmm. to that when I'm, like, getting ready to go out. And it just, it's, there's yeah. some crack but
there's
that
something
she put in that
about,
song.
Like, 1989 as an album. Like, Blank Space,
yes,
if I recall.
There's a reason why it won Album of the Year.
Exactly.
There's a reason why. Mm-hmm. It's so good. Blank yeah. Space, like, yeah. But, like, New Romantics, it's not technically on the album. It's, ooh. Like, on the deluxe version.
Oh, okay.
And when I was in fifth grade when this album came out, I forced my dad to drive me to Target and buy the album. And he's like, well, do you want the regular or the deluxe? And I was like, what do you think? What's the answer?
And didn't you say you carried that album everywhere with
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah. I did. Oh, my God. I can't believe you remember that. I would, like, force my family to play it in the car every single time. I'd be like, I'd have the CD with me,
uh-huh.
and I'd pull it out of my bag, and I'd be like, can we listen to this? Mm-hmm. And my parents would be like, again?
Again?
We've listened to this
of
five
course.
Times now. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a glimpse into Lily's childhood.
You were saying that she won the Album of the Year at the Grammys.
Yeah, the Grammys.
So I'm going to put a artist that won also Album of the Year, but at the Latin Grammys this year.
Ooh.
That is really, like, exposing myself here. I really love her. She's really cool. She's directly from Medellin.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great way to practice her Spanish because both of us are actively learning
yep.
this beautiful language. And this is a song by Karol G.
Mm-hmm.
and Shakira too.
Okay.
And it's an absolute banger. And I, like, if you see me with my AirPods, there's one chance out of two, like 50% chance I'm mm-hmm. listening to Karol G.
Okay.
And I am, like, putting myself, like,
you're
under the
yourself.
Bus. Under the train,
really
under the bus.
You're exposing yourself.
Exactly.
Apparently.
But
yeah, I'm excited.
Everyone's gonna like do a little step right, step left with this. Like, it's insane. It's so good.
We better.
La que te dijo que un vacío se llena con otra persona te miente. Es como tapar una herida con maquillaje, no se ve pero se siente. Te fuiste diciendo que me superaste y que conseguiste nueva novia. Lo que ella no sabe es que tú todavía me estás viendo toda la
papi.
Historia, bebé, ¿qué fue?
How did you like this?
I really liked it. It's like, I was saying that it kind of reminded me of like Rosalia a little mm-hmm. bit.
In
like,
a less edgy way.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it was just like smooth.
Yeah, it's very smooth. And I was just saying that I should have put Una Noche en Medellín.
Mm.
It's like, I think her best song.
Yeah.
So.
Well, maybe next show.
Next show,
that.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm actually going to take a turn and make it pretty bad rap now.
Okay.
But for some reason, my ears just like crave it sometimes.
Yeah, well, bad rap is the best rap.
Honestly, yeah. And I mean, some people might be like, this is not bad rap. What are you talking about? And I know like a select, like the group of people that would say that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
They can
They can like it.
Yeah.
And I can also like
exactly.
it. And people can also not like this, because it would make sense if people didn't like this song.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, like if I need to get hyped up or if I'm just like walking down Main Mall, I always have my headphones on, of course. And I'll be listening to this mm-hmm. song because it just like motivates me for class. And I'm always just like, if I need to harness some sort of energy, mm-hmm. I'll listen to this song.
Yeah,
privately.
Playboi Carti was actually my first like solo concert that I went without
really?
My parents or like with yeah.
Wow.
When I was 13 or 14, I went there.
Did you see this album?
I know it was the one before
The
one where he jumps in the crowd type thing.
Yeah.
What is that one? What's the name? Like
I don't know him that well.
But he came 3 hours late. And
classic.
Yeah, and I didn't like that, so yeah. I stopped listening to him.
Mm. Well,
boycott.
Now you listen to him now.
Exactly.
This
okay.
is Playboi Carti, Sky.
I told my boy gon' roll like 10 blends for me. I told my boy gon' roll like 10 blends for me. I'm tryna get high till I can't feel none. I'm tryna get high till I can't feel none. I can fall out the sky and I still won't feel none. I can fall out the sky and I still won't feel none. I'm way too high. Whoa, whoa. 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 I'm way too high. Wake up. It's the first of the month. I brush my teeth and count up. I let my bitch roll my blunt. I'm about to dirty like a pour Vaseline and get stuck. I make her scream when we fuck. I don't drive R8s, I don't like those. I drive a Daytona and I tinted the windows. Can't fuck with nobody, not even my shadow. I got on A-Hard and she got on stilettos. She my best friend, yeah, we not a couple. She a rock star, she a sex symbol. The way she do that shit, she make it look simple. The way she do that shit, she make it look simple. Baby, tell me what you wanna do. Baby, tell me everybody you screw. Tell me everybody you touch this room. I gotta know who you fucked in this room. I gotta know who you fucked in this room. I gotta know who you fucked in this room. Can't trust no bitch. Can't trust these niggas. In love with my money. In love with my pistol. In love with my beats. I think she my bitch. I know she's her dick. I know she not shit. I've been thinking about it. Finna cut up that bitch. She don't cut, she don't clean. But she want roof Chris. I don't need like the hug. I don't need like the kiss. I just pat on her ass and tell her good shit. I just walked in my pay. Paparazzi at the fence. I'm about to pull up some red. And Shotty gon' roll up some shit. And Shotty gon' roll up some shit. I'm about to pull up some red. And Shotty gon' roll up some shit. Like 10 blends for me. I told my boy gon' roll like 10 blends for me. I'm tryna get high till I can't feel none. I'm tryna get high till I can't feel none. I can fall out the sky and I still won't feel none. I can fall out the sky and I still won't feel none. I'm way too high. Whoa, whoa. I'm way too high. Whoa, whoa. I'm way too high.
Yeah, that was exposing. I was literally like singing along to the song too off.
It's like hyper rap.
It's hyper rap, and it's also like, it just, like I said, it itches my brain in like some odd way. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need to listen to it. It takes all kinds to create a musical universe. Exactly. And this is one of the kinds.
Mm-hmm. I concur.
It's just, it's amazing. And I honestly, if he came to Vancouver, which he probably won't, but if he did, I would go see him live.
You would?
I would check it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would be curious to mm-hmm. see what goes on at those concerts because they look crazy.
There's so much mosh pits.
Yeah, I was going to say the mosh pits are like insane.
Yeah, my 13-year-old self is like boom, boom, boom.
No, and that's the thing. It's
the
like
room.
Filled with 13-year-olds, exactly. Like his audience.
Yeah, that wear really baggy jeans.
Yes, mm-hmm. and skate.
And skate.
Yeah.
Skaters.
I was showing Jerome the tricks I know on a skateboard, actually, yeah. just today.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Future Olympian.
Exactly.
Exactly. And fortunately, we're out of time, so yeah. we're going to have to put one last song.
Yeah. Tell us. What is it?
So it's we're traversing the Atlantic Ocean and landing in Belgium.
Okay.
So it's still rap. Mm-hmm. It's Belgium rap. It's Hamza, the Sauce God.
Ooh.
He's just great.
Intense.
He's so cool. He's like this like 5'1" rapper that really thinks he's the he is everything, like, but he ain't. But his songs are quite good.
Playboi Carti.
So
it's the Belgian Playboi Carti.
Well, yeah. Oh.
He's short, isn't he?
Playboi Carti is short. He's yeah. petite.
Yeah, he's petite.
Well, Hamza is also petite, but his songs are grandiose.
Okay.
So
I'm excited. Well, this is us signing off, mm-hmm. and we'll leave you with the most amazing Belgian rap
exactly.
song in the world.
And see you in 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
with an unknown theme.
Yeah, it's a surprise.
It's a surprise, but as per usual, we're going to see each other at
Again,
2.
At 2 p.m. on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
And hopefully it'll be a beautiful day.
Exactly.
Because it always is.
It always is with us.
Play the song. We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Je faisais partie de ces gens infamés juste avant que je craque. Je faisais partie de son cœur avant qu'elle me dise bye bye. Je m'isole avec toutes sortes de drogues quand j'ai besoin de fly. Je me console chez Bellagio quand j'ai besoin de life. J'aimerais plus de temps pour savoir ce qui m'intoxique. Je suis un truc qui sont sûrement pas prêts de vivre. On me disait tu seras jamais, 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 jamais riche. Hors de moi, je suis souvent prêt à faire le pire. Just woke up sur un terrain de golf avec ma nouvelle bitch. Just woke up dans une nouvelle Benz avec un nouveau spliff. On me disait tu seras jamais, 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 jamais riche. Hors de moi, j'suis souvent prêt à faire le pire. Je sais que ça te fait du mal. Tomber du ciel si c'était pas comme tomber sous ton charme. Je sais qu'ils veulent voir mon sang couler comme des dernières larmes. Avant que ma money crame, avant qu'ils prennent mon âme. Oh, oh, oh. Pile les coups. Je sais que c'est rare, je voudrais que j'ai rien mais j'ai tout. Si c'est pour être comme vous, j'préfère rester fou. Oh, 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 oh. Que la mif, whisky autant âgé que ma mif. Just motherfucking woke up dans un jeep avec ta bitch. J'vendrai pas mon âme juste pour un tout petit peu de beef. Qui tiendra ma main le jour où j'tomberai dans le vide. Je faisais partie de ces gens infamés juste avant que je craque. Je faisais partie de son cœur avant qu'elle me dise bye bye. J'm'isole avec toutes sortes de drogues quand j'ai besoin de fly. J'me console chez Bellagio quand j'ai besoin de life. J'aimerais plus de temps pour savoir ce qui m'intoxique. J'suis un truc qui sont sûrement pas prêts de vivre. On me disait tu seras jamais, 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 jamais riche. Hors de moi j'suis souvent prêt à faire le pire. Just woke up sur un terrain de golf avec ma nouvelle bitch. Just woke up dans une nouvelle Benz avec un nouveau spliff. On me disait tu seras jamais, 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 jamais riche. Hors de moi j'suis souvent prêt à faire le pire. Il me faut Jenner ou bien Kylie Minogue. Souhaite mal meilleur sinon crève ma fort. J'sais qu'elle veut toutes se faire baiser à mort. J'suis le plus fort et c'est jugé à tort. Souviens-toi dans le bloc, prendre ce cash dans le stock.